I got the comment the other day, oversharing should be your warning label. It's 99.7 DJX.
Have they listened to the show?
I know. And it got me thinking. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. If we did come with a warning share label, what would that be? And it, because it was like, oversharing should be your warning label.
Have you ever heard the normal or nope segments here on the program? It makes up half of our show.
Listen, gotta work it out, all right? I gotta work it out.
You provide a lot of the content.
I've also been maybe perhaps another one, if I had a warning label, great listener, but immediately forgets what you said.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I can listen only in the moment.
Only read subject lines of email.
Okay, yes.
Sure.
Yes. When I meet you for the very first time, will immediately forget your name?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Still can't remember half our former interns' names.
We've had so many. I mean, those are just a few.
My family, I think I talk too much. Like if the kids like need some sort of advice or something, I will tend to
ramble,
continue on with the advice. On. And they're just like, okay, mom, we get it. Okay. I get a lot of, okay, mom, I got it.
So,
okay, mom.
So if Kelly came with a warning label, it would be talks too much.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, you're in the right profession, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes. This is really where I can, this is the only place I can exist.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being in a cubicle next to me? I don't think so.
Yeah. Kelly be like, hey, I couldn't help it over here. I couldn't help it over here with what you were saying on the phone there.
You would think that I'd run out of words after this show. No, I do not.
See, that's funny because it's kind of the opposite for me where I kind of shut up after the show.
Well, in the middle of the day, I kind of don't have, you know, I'm kind of in the zone. I'm doing the other, like, administrative things, right? But then when the kids get home, and then I was just like, then I really, I'm chatty again. I want to hear all about their day and blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, mom, we're tired. We don't want to talk. Get a lot of that.
If you had a warning label, what would it be? Tony the Welder texts in, my warning label would say, likes tacos, allergic to BS. That's funny.
I kind of like that.
That's funny.
That you should put that on a t-shirt, Tony, and wear that. That's cute.
It's funny. My mom actually texted me, and she said my warning label would be beware, fragile, and snarky.
I like that. Fragile and snarky.
My mom is checking in.
I mean, I care. I have a heart. I'm a little sensitive, but I'm also going to give it to you.
Exactly. 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 I don't know. We'll take some of yours if you got any. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your warning label and why. All right. That's coming up. If you came with a warning label, what would it say? Kelly's would say, warning, talks a lot.
Talks too much a little bit.
Yeah.
No one to stop giving the advice, maybe.
I was told your warning label would be you overshare. Oversharer. Okay.
This show is kind of evident.
I mean, it happens. There's to the best of us.
Many different segments you can find on our podcast that support that.
I got a text from Swifty Kim. Warning, may spout Taylor Swift lyrics randomly without notice.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That's
got
why
it.
She's called Swifty Kim.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Got a message from... Go ahead.
Warning, fueled by bourbon, sass, and zero tolerance for weak pores or weak people.
Oh.
May cause sudden truth bombs and inappropriate giggling. That's a lot. That's a big label.
That is a big label. It's like the side of a cigarette pack.
Yes.
Samantha says, will cry during commercials. Emotions run the show. Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
I mean, you're sensitive.
Yeah.
Adorable. Derek says, warning, may start as a nap and wake up in 3 business days.
I aspire to be like you, Derek.
Yes, I appreciate that quality.
Another text from a listener. My warning label would be keep out of reach of alcohol or don't dare me to do anything because I will.
Renee is a snippy millennial who can be bought with iced coffee and tacos.
Tacos
are a theme.
Yes, that is real.
Yeah.
That is real.
100%.
Yeah, Rachel says, warning label, caution, overthinks text messages with the intensity of a NASA launch.
Oh, yeah. I know some people like that. Yes, 100%.
Oh, shoot. These are good.
Amanda, danger, once I hit my breaking point, I don't explode. I evaporate.
<It's> oh, wow. All right. All right. Well, that's good.
Poof.
Poof. And you're done. All right. Those are good.